And now this is a dictation for Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A, Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, March 25, 54. Address as a letter, Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 802-5029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, follow up for Mrs. Simpson with a living, unrelated renal transplant, October 2014. Secondary to ESRD for an atypical HUS. Last visit in June, no hospital visits. She's compliant with transplant medications that includes tacrolimus and myfortic. Has gained weight. Presently wearing a continuous glucose monitor, Libre, L-I-B-R-E. She's taking a long-acting insulin, doesn't know the dose of type, has not been on sliding scale, remains on metformin and glipizide. Last A1C available a few months back was 11+. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Also review medications. Also want to highlight the Lasix. Metoprolol. Bicarbonate replacement, cholesterol treatment. Part of her transplant medications include prednisone. Next paragraph. Today blood pressure 142/70 on the right wrist. She has still an open AV fistula on the left wrist and delivery device on the right arm. No respiratory distress, alert of intestine 3, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, no edema, no neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, worsening kidney function, creatinine baseline 0.9, rising to 1.1, 1.2, and presently 1.29. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, elevated alkaline phosphatase, present GFR 45 stage 3, A1C 11.2. Glucose at that time was in the 300s. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, living unrelated renal transplant 2014. Next number, history, ESRD. Atypical HUS. Next number, status post, aortic valve replacement. Next number, status post, pacemaker for advanced second degree heart block. Next number, high risk medication, immunosuppressant. I don't have levels of tacro. Next paragraph, hypertension, fair control. Next number, obesity, worse. Next number, diabetes. Multifactorial, including obesity, poor physical activity, exposure to prednisone and tacrolimus, transplant-induced diabetes. Next number, renal failure appears to be progressive, likely related to uncontrolled diabetes. No symptoms of infection. For the time being, we are not repeating a kidney transplant ultrasound. I need to get levels of tacrolimus to make sure it's not toxic. We have a long discussion about her diabetes control, how diet, physical activity are one side of the factors, and then medications the other one, unlikely to be controlled with present oral medications and long-acting insulin. She likely requires sliding scale insulin for meals peak. Glucose. Next number, fatty liver without clinical symptoms. Next number, prior anemia and thrombocytopenia. Continue to monitor. Come back in 3-4 months. End of dictation.